So we were discussing with the minister there the creation of this mega union, bringing together the CFMEU, the Maritime Union and the TCF, which could fundamentally reshape relations between business and workers. The new CFMEU union is already muscling up for a better deal on pay. Peter Van Onselen is our Wednesday political commentator, and he joins me in the breakfast studio too. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Fran.
It's a very busy studio this morning. As the minister was saying, their employers are worried that the super unions allowed to occur, it's allowed to combine, cause trouble from pit to port is what they fear. But there are laws in place to deal with unlawful union activity. We've got the ABCC, we've got the registered orgs bodies last year. But the government got those, I think the year before, they didn't get them without a fight. And the point is they didn't fight for this legislation that would have prevented a merger. And the minister there was saying, well, that's Labor's fault.
Yeah, look, I don't buy that. I mean, in fairness to Craig Launder, he obviously inherited this portfolio after the fight wasn't had. But they needed to do that some time ago. Michaela Cash promised it as the minister ahead of the 2016 election. But they keep using this excuse that we can't get it through the Senate, so therefore we don't bother to put it up. Well, when they do try, then they can find out, perhaps with amendments along the way, that you can actually achieve tough reform. So complaining that you don't get it through the Senate because senators aren't interested in negotiating without actually going through the process and the hard yakka, the reason they don't do that, I think, is because they've got such limited political capital because of other crises and problems and internal tensions. If they were prepared to put things to the Senate and the Senate blocked it, then business and indeed their own supporters would be able to say, okay, it is therefore Labor or the crossbenchers or both's fault rather than theirs. But if you don't try, you don't get.
Talk about internal tensions. Bill Shorten is having problems with his position on the Adani coal mine. Reports today that it's causing some disunity within the Labor Party. One quote from a Labor colleague is that he's leaned in too far with his statement this week that, quote, I don't support the Adani project. But that does, to be fair to Bill Shorten, always carry the rider. A Labor government wouldn't be creating sovereign risk by ripping up contracts. The Batman by-election is just 10 days away now. Does this definitive statement, Bill Shorten, suggest to you that this issue is still very live in that campaign?
Yeah, look, it's definitely still live in that campaign. I'm not sure how much hope Labor holds out of being able to hold that seat. If the bookies are right, the Greens are going to pick it up, although the numbers have been narrowing in recent days.
They were a little more hopeful a week or so ago, but I'm not sure now.
I think that's right. But Bill Shorten's position on this, I think, is interesting. I've defended him before on this. I think intellectually where he's going on this is understandable. You know, he personally has an issue with Adani, but in terms of good governance and avoiding sovereign risk, he won't reverse any decisions that are already in train. Yes, it's having your cake and eat it, but it's not an unreasonable, logical position. That said, though, internally for him, the amount of stories coming out of the Labor Party and indeed ministers and backbenchers that I've spoken to, there is disquiet about this. They're more concerned about how his approach to this of trying to have his cake and eat it feeds into a wider narrative about him when you see his, you know, his unpopularity according to news poll and so forth. They're worried that he is, if you like, a fragile leader. But that doesn't matter at the moment because the government have got so many problems.
Yeah. But we don't see much of this internal tensions within Labor spilling out. We haven't seen much of it for a few years now, so it's interesting this is happening. Just briefly and finally, Peter, a story in one of the papers today that an advisor in Malcolm Turnbull's office has quit after she posted on social media her partner's sex messaging to another woman. Just so happens her partner was a minister in the New South Wales State Parliament. Now, we don't know the circumstances of her resignation, but the end fact is he's still got his job. She doesn't have hers. And given what's been going on in the federal parliament, is that a bad look for the Liberal Party?
I think it's definitely a bad look. I mean, people have an understandable reaction to this. I think Matt Keane's the minister. He has had nothing but a slap on the wrist in relation to this. Look, let me be clear. Her decision, it's a personal one, but her decision on social media to post this probably wasn't wise. That's why she took it down. But it's a big thing to then cost her her job, which is effectively what it has.
Well, if it has, we're not sure of the circumstances.
And the contrast is probably the big thing. If we're right about this, the contrast between him getting a limp slap on the wrist versus her, if this is the case, losing her job as a result, it looks like it's the woman being penalised. Both made judgment calls that were not good. His was obviously worse than hers.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much.
Good to talk.
Peter Van Onselen is the contributing editor with The Australian and professor of politics at UWA.